couple of months ago, I had a cold and I sounded kind of gunked up for a few days. I was really tired. And you're probably hearing me talk about my cold thinking, I don't care that you got sick, Bill, which is fair enough. For Hillary Clinton, though, this is a different story. Clinton has been in the spotlight after being diagnosed with pneumonia and then hushing it up. Well, our next guest heads a local group called Moms Rising. Kristen Rowe Finkbeiner advocates for paid family and sick leave. And she says the focus on Clinton's illness points to a much bigger problem.
One of the biggest problems in America right now is that too often things like getting sick are seen as failures. And that when people, particularly women in the labor force, get sick, you're sort of damned if you do and damned if you don't. If you tell people that you're sick, you're seen as weak. And if you don't tell people that you're sick and then they find out, you're seen as weak. But the truth of the matter is that 80% of low-wage workers and 40% of private sector workers in America don't have a single paid sick day right now. So we have a culture where suppressing the fact that you're sick or acting as if it's a personal failure that you're sick, even though everybody gets sick, is too often seen. So what we need to do is we need to say we aren't having an epidemic of personal failures. It's not a personal failure to get sick. We need structural change. We need everybody to be able to take paid sick days. There's a guaranteed minimum number of sick days in 166 countries, but not in the U.S. So it's time for us to catch up so that when everybody has a chance to stay home when they're sick, we can start also changing the culture and changing our health for the better.
Did you say, Kristen, that women work when they're sick? Doesn't everybody do that? I work sick.
Yeah, I think everybody to some extent works when they're sick. What happens with women is something in particular, and particularly with moms. Right now, being a mom in America is a greater predictor of wage and hiring discrimination than being a woman. Hillary Clinton is both. She's a woman and a mom and a grandmom. And one of the reasons why is that we don't have family economic security policies like access to sick days, like access to paid family leave after a new baby arrives, affordable child care and health care for everybody. So moms in particular as caregivers are judged more harshly in studies from Stanford and Cornell University for what happens in the labor force if they're late or if they get sick. There's tons of data showing that. So Hillary Clinton falls right within that sort of being judged more harshly zone than men and certainly even women without children. And so it is something she has to be careful of in terms of how she shares that she's sick, and it's something that she's not alone in doing.
Now, obviously, Hillary Clinton is different from an office worker. She is running for president and standing for election here in a couple of months.
Absolutely. And even so, I would argue the pressure is on her even more. Right now, I will confess that I am struggling with a really bad case of bronchitis. And I didn't want to say this on the radio. I don't want people to think, oh, Kristen shouldn't be working. Oh, Kristen should, you know, sit down and be quiet.
That would make you a hypocrite. Why are you working with bronchitis?
Because I'm getting better. But one of the things is that people don't want to share when they're sick. They don't want to, you know, talk about being sick. You don't want to be sort of seen as wanting a lot of get well soon notes or concern. And you certainly don't want to be seen as somebody who needs to be told to go to bed and be quiet, particularly when you have very few days left in a presidential campaign. So it's both somewhat in our culture, we don't talk about being sick, and also it can be something that can sideline people. So I completely understand that if I feel uncomfortable talking about being sick, that Hillary Clinton would feel 5,000 times more uncomfortable talking about being sick, because I am certainly not running for president of the United States of America, where the judgments are much more harsh.
In the special case of Hillary Clinton, it's not just that she's sick, it's that she didn't say something earlier, and we expect a lot of transparency from our presidential candidates. Isn't that fair to that they tell us about their health?
Well, there's varying degrees of this type of illness, you know, in terms of pneumonia, whether it's serious or not. Clearly, it was somewhat serious because after getting dehydrated and then standing out in the heat in a Kevlar vest and, you know, having a day take its toll on her, she felt really sick. But pneumonia isn't always an incredible death sentence. In fact, it's rarely that. And so the question is, what do people have to disclose? Do you have to disclose that you have a cold? You know, do you have to, at what point do you need to disclose these things? I'm sure that from her perspective, she is an incredible soldier. She's an incredible tough lady. She does roll up her sleeves and gets things done. I'm sure that she didn't think it was a big deal. Just having talked with her, I'm sure she was like, pneumonia, shmonia. I'm running for president and I'm going to keep going.
You don't think we'd be talking the same way about Trump pneumonia?
Oh, I think Trump-monia.
Trump-monia. Good.
I'm going to call it Trump-monia. I think that would be completely different. We have seen General Petraeus. He fainted when he was testifying. Nobody called for him to resign or said he had a body double or had any kind of weird conspiracy theories after he fainted. We had one of the presidents, George Bush. He actually vomited on a world leader and then passed out.
Yes.
Nobody called for his resignation. So we have an incredible different standard for female leaders than male leaders. So it's long past time to think about and what it means to get sick and what it means to get better. Because again, everybody gets sick, but not everybody has a chance to get better, and not everybody is judged the same when they get sick. So we have to be careful and check our sort of internal assumptions about what it means when people get sick. And when we look at what happens when Hillary gets sick, and we remember what happened when President George Bush actually vomited on a world leader, many people laughed. And so, you know, they didn't call for his resignation. So it's quite different.
Kristen Rowe Finkbeiner is executive director of Moms Rising. She advocates for paid family and sick leave, and she would like you to look beyond the Hillary Clinton pneumonia case and think about what it means to be sick in American culture and how we deal with that in our workplaces. By the way, Rowe Finkbeiner told me that Puget Sound area businesses are ahead of the curve when it comes to paid sick leave.